This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There's a renewed push in the U.S. on Thursday from top Democrats to get President Joe Biden to forego his re-election bid, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Sources say former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about his former running mate's campaign, and ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's privately warned the president Democrats might not win the House if he stays in. Congress's top two Democrats have also shown concerns.
Democrats are in a dark place.
And strategist Nathan Daschle says they cannot unite with the president atop the ticket. The Biden campaign rejects reports the president may be softening to the idea of leaving the race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to deliver a highly personal speech that he wrote as he accepts his party's nomination for president at the Republican National Convention. That's according to two people familiar with the planned remarks. It's Trump's first speech since he was cut off mid-sentence by gunfire during an assassination attempt at a rally on Saturday. Trump says the shooting has led him to change the speech he'll give on Thursday in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thousands of students armed with sticks and rocks clashed with armed police in Dhaka on Thursday, as Bangladesh authorities cut some mobile internet services to quell anti-quota protests that have killed at least 16 people this week. Eyewitness video showed fire breaking out amidst protest and thick smoke rising near an overpass bridge. The nationwide agitation, the biggest since Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was re-elected for a fourth time, is fueled by high unemployment among the youth. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a surprise visit to troops in southern Gaza days before his speech to the U.S. Congress. Netanyahu's visit to Rafah was announced on Thursday, just hours after Israel's far-right national security minister visited Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site. That move threatens to disrupt sensitive talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire in the nine-month-old Israel-Gaza war. Israeli negotiators landed on Wednesday in Cairo, where negotiators are working to bridge gaps between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Recent internet outages in sub-Saharan Africa due to underwater cable failures have highlighted the continent's reliance on single-path connectivity, Mohammed Youssef reports.
According to the telecommunications research company Telegeography, over 100 cable cuts occur globally each year. Experts blame the outages on undersea volcanic activities, rockfalls, recent rainfall, and strong currents in rivers. The currents in some rivers are much stronger than when some of the cables were built and deployed. Man-made activities also caused disruptions. According to one report, a ship was attacked in the Red Sea, started to drift, and its anchor pulled up three underwater cables. Experts warn disparities in connectivity across Africa are expected, but the development of infrastructure, government policies, and private sector investments can accelerate growth. Mohammed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
A top U.S. transportation official on Thursday said people underestimate marijuana's impact on drivers, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The accident that killed six high school girls in Oklahoma took place 2 years ago. And after an investigation, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board is urging parents to warn teenagers about the risk of driving after using pot. Chairwoman Jennifer Homedy made the appeal to parents as her agency released the final report on the March 22 collision between a tiny Chevy Spark hatchback and a gravel-hauling semi. The board determined that the crash was caused by the 16-year-old driver slowing for an intersection, then accelerating through a stop sign because she was likely impaired by recent marijuana use. I'm Shelley Adler.
Court officials say closing arguments in the espionage trial of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich will be held on Friday as the proceedings picked up speed in a case that have seen the reporter held in pretrial custody for over a year. The court said Gershkovich attended a trial session for a second day behind closed doors on Thursday in Russia. He faces charges that he, his employer, and the U.S. government strongly deny. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.